Okay, welcome back. And here is your homework exercise for module number 5. It's actually 2 exercises again. And do them as often as you can. Sign up for the 5-day challenge so we can send you reminders every day, or put reminders into your phone or on your calendar. Dedicate yourself as a must to doing these exercises, because the transformation happens right here in the exercise. So here is the first exercise with 3 examples. The objective of this first exercise, or actually the objective of both exercises, are to stop resisting reality and start accepting that this is what is right now. Then we can start asking, what am I going to do about this to change it for the future? So here's the first exercise. Identify one circumstance or person which normally frustrates you, and choose to simply accept that this is the circumstance, or this is the way this person is. The same way you would notice a butterfly flying in front of you without frustration or judgment, you just see it floating in front of you. Accept this circumstance or person as being the current reality. This is the landscape of my reality right now. Here are some examples. First example, my spouse misplaced their credit card again, with an emphasis on again. I remind myself that my spouse is naturally disorganized. While it's easy for me to always know where my things are, because I'm a very organized person, it's not my spouse's strong point. This helps me stay clear and not get drawn into an emotional state. I ask myself simply, I accept this, what can I do to help them? Maybe there's a way I can help them not lose things as often in the future, or maybe I can just help them right now in finding their credit card. Example number 2, I woke up with a bad cold while on vacation. Instead of being frustrated all day at my misfortune, I simply accept that I have a cold. I then ask myself what would be the most productive way to respond to this new circumstance, and that's what I do. So it's bad enough I have a cold, I'm not feeling well physically, at least now I won't be feeling unwell emotionally. Example number 3, my child will need to spend a few days in the hospital because they have pneumonia. Instead of being scared and frustrated, I simply accept that my child is very sick and will need to be in the hospital. I ask myself, what's the best thing I can do to make it easier for my child as well as manage the other areas of my life? You see, as long as we're caught up in how this is affecting me, then we cannot actually be there emotionally for our child. Okay, here's the second exercise for module number 5. When something inconvenient or disturbing occurs, instead of asking why this is happening to me, making yourself a victim, ask yourself, why is this happening for me? And make yourself empowered and mission-oriented. Here are some examples. I planned an event which involved the investment of a lot of time and money. Very few people showed up. Instead of becoming the victim of the situation, I ask myself how this experience can serve me for the future. Perhaps there's something I could have done better, which this incident will always be a reminder of, and then this will be a treasure. Perhaps I can learn not to personalize results I'm not happy with when I know I did everything I could have. And just say, hey, this is what happened. These are the circumstances. I completely accept them. And not make the circumstances reflect upon me, being that I know I did everything I could. Here's another example. My child has been whining that they're bored for the last hour. Instead of feeling like the effect of our child's behavior, we ask what this is happening for. Perhaps it's to give us the opportunity not to get upset and address our child in a non-emotional way. There's always the immediate reason why things are happening for us, and that is to give us an opportunity not to get drawn into it, but to actually ask ourselves, why is this happening for me? And perhaps it will get us to look into something deeper going on with our child. Maybe there's something deeper going on with our child, which is why they're complaining, and we'll discover something that we were unaware of. Here's another example. My spouse accuses me of always being on my phone instead of spending time together. Instead of getting defensive, I ask what gift this is offering me. Why is this happening for me? Perhaps it's to simply spend less time on my phone when my spouse is around. Perhaps it's to realize that my spouse is in need of something which I'm overlooking. So those are some examples. Good luck with these exercises. Make sure to do them. Put yourself into them. You will see transformation from these exercises. And I look forward to meeting you for module number 6, our final module, which is another powerful module.